Cody Goff and Craig Collins in for Matt Bubala. Ooh, I feel like I'm in a video game.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool song, too. I like a lot of the bumps tonight.
That was
and now there's
cool.
Now there's some sort of cool tech thing going on.
Some kind of chip tune.
Yeah, nice.
I dig it.
I love every time you say our names and then WGN Radio. I'm not going to get over that for a while. That's really great. Cody Goff, Craig Collins, WGN Radio, and we're about to talk sword swallowing.
We are. I just hope everyone is as entertained as we are. That's really the goal. Everyone else is the secondary goal. I'm just here to have fun. We are going to be – well, we're joined right now. Listen, today, I believe I'll be corrected momentarily if I'm wrong. Today is National Sword Swallowing – sorry, World – World Sword Swallowing Day.
And this goes well beyond the United States of
America. We have on the phone a guy who knows a thing or two about sword swallowing. Dan Meyer is the president of Sword Swallowers Association International, and he's here to talk about sword swallowing today. Dan, are you there and how are you? I think...
Dan's on the air, but we're trying to talk to Dan.
One second.
No, you're fine. I think the phones are on.
I know what happened.
Oh, no. Here, push that button. Push the one that says phones. The red one over here. Here, I got you.
I got it. Dan, you there? I think we fixed it.
Good. I am here, guys.
Perfect. Cool. That went seamlessly. Dan, you have an amazing profession. I want to say that first and foremost. And when I read your title, Sword Swallower Association International President, I want to know what it took to get to be president of the Sword Swallowing Club.
Well, it's a pretty cutthroat.
That was well done.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm the founder of the Sword Swallowers Association and kind of networked all the sword swallowers together many years ago, back in about 2001.
Wow.
And just a bizarre organization, but we love what we do.
Okay, you said networked all the sword swallowers together. How many people are in your organization?
Well, and actually, I don't have the numbers right on the top of my head here, but there are less than a few dozen professional sword swallowers actively performing around the world today.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very small amount, much fewer than have climbed to the top of Mount Everest or been to the moon or been to the outer space. I mean, I should say. A few dozen.
Because what you do is entertaining. It's very, very entertaining. It's also crazy, and I'm sure you've heard that a lot. What you do is sort of nuts. Can you explain a little bit about what you guys do?
Yeah. Sword swallowing, and I'm going to give you a little history here.
Please.
Sword swallowing started about 4,000 years ago in ancient India, South India. We're pretty sure it's someplace near Andhra Pradesh, India. And it's just a very, very bizarre art form that involves having to stick a sword all the way down to the bottom of your stomach. That's
wow.
Basically what it involves.
Okay, and it's not fake, because a lot of people see that happen and they think like the sword somehow is you know, one of the slinky sword situations or something. It's just folding in your body. It's not really going
right
in there.
That's what people think. It's fake, yes. And no, it's not. As a matter of fact, it's very hard to try and even find any fake swords. I've got one collapsible one curl-up one that I use it when I start out my act. But no, in actuality, the blade goes all the way down the bottom of your stomach if you do it right, and further if you do it wrong. But
now, I got to ask, how sharp are these swords? I don't doubt that they're pretty sharp, but I mean, are you honing these to a razor's edge before you put them down?
Sure, yeah, they're razor sharp, guys. I tell people, I joke, I say, no, I happen to use a very dull razor. no, in most cases, we do kind of take the edge off of our sword, and especially the tip. We've had 29 deaths from sword
wow.
injuries over the past 150 years or so, where people have punctured their esophagus or puncture their heart, or hit the bottom of their stomach or whatever. So it is extremely dangerous. And if you have an injury, the doctors can't just reach in and slap a Band-Aid on
right.
it.
Right, so okay.
We might be crazy, but we're not stupid.
No.
We try to be careful with what we do.
So you just mentioned how dangerous it is. What gets you into sword swallowing? When does Dan Meyer say to himself, man, you know what I can do? I can definitely swallow a sword.
That's a good question, and actually the answer varies from performer to performer, but there actually happen to be quite a few commonalities that we all have between ourselves. For me personally, as a little kid growing up, and I wasn't too far from Chicago. I was over in Michigan City, Indiana, growing up.
It's funny you mentioned that because we just got a text from the 219. Scott Byrne says hi.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Look at that.
Good to hear from you. No, as a little kid growing up in Michigan City, I had really extreme fears, low self-esteem, inferiority complex. I kind of was suffered from something called what they diagnosed now as a social anxiety disorder as a kid. And because of that, the bullies would tease me and beat me up and wouldn't let me, you know, play in any of their games or that kind of thing as a kid. And so I vowed if the bullies wouldn't, you know, let me play in their sports games, I vowed I wanted to do real magic, do things the other kids could
wow.
not do.
That is...
And a lot of the other, you know, a lot of the other sports followers kind of grew up with the same thing. They were, you know, people said, you know, you can't, you're uncool. You're not like us. You're kind of like if you ever watch Big Bang Theory, you know,
sure.
some folks on there, they're kind of, you know, the outsiders kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
that
so
is.
I vowed I wanted to do real crazy stuff. And as a kid growing up, I would read Guinness Book of World Records or Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Sure.
I saw real people doing real feats. And I thought, you know, I want to do something crazy with my life, something that the other kids cannot do. I want to do the impossible with my life. And in 1997, I met a sword swallower and heard there were less than a dozen sword swallowers left in the world at that time. And I said, you know, give me some tips. And he said, I'll give you two tips. Number one, it's extremely dangerous. People have died doing this. Number two, don't try it.
Okay, and, good tips.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
And I put it on my list of you know, bucket list of thrones of things to do.
Sure.
And I practiced 10 to 12 times a day, every day for 4 years. Trying
what is
to find
practice?
The
what do you mean? What do you mean you practiced? You had a sword and you tried to swallow it?
Yep. I went out and bought a sword. It was probably about a 15-inch dagger, and I attempted to swallow it every day. I'd practice three or four times in the morning, three or four times in the afternoon for, you know,
wow.
when I came home from work. And honestly, I started when I was 40 years old practicing, and it took me practicing 10 to 12 times a day, every day, took me about 4 years, about 13,000 unsuccessful full attempts before I got my first sword down my throat.
Unsuccessful?
What do you mean unsuccessful?
What was that like?
Well,
if you don't, I mean,
you're kind of hitting the back of your throat, the gag reflex, you know, and it's just a lot of trial and error kind of thing until you find the proper alignment. I had to adjust my posture and kind of straighten my backbone up. I looked at all these photos for years. I mean, I accumulated about 1,000 photos of sword swallowers over the past, you know, years. And I looked at these photos and I thought, if that guy can do it or that lady can do it, you know, this guy should
darn it,
I can do it.
So we're talking to Dan Meyer, president of Sword Swallowers Association International. And Dan, you talked about all these tries. Did you always try with a sword, or were you able to try with like a staff?
Yeah, right. Do you build the sword? Is there something before sword that you try?
No,
like a
I
carrot.
Mean, a carrot's not a bad idea.
Thank you.
So, you know, go home, knock yourself out.
Wow.
But now, over the years, there have been people that have tried with butter knives or different things. And if they kind of mess up or cough or something and let go of the knife, it goes down in their stomach. The only way they can get it out is the doctors, you know, have to take them into emergency surgery and cut them open and take the knife out. So,
yeah, Dan, I would be way too scared to try this. I would definitely be a butter knife kind of guy, and it wouldn't get that far, and I would give up immediately because putting a sword in your body seems really scary.
It does. I mean, it's counterintuitive to anything your body wants to do. And here's part of the deal is when you're learning to swallow a sword, and we all go through the same kind of thing as sword swallowers, that on average, it takes most people from 3 years to 10 years to learn to swallow a single sword.
Wow.
And then it takes even more time than that to work up the multiple swords and some of the incredible stunts that people have done. But it involves, we have to kind of learn our bodies. I talked with lots of doctors. I'd look at all these medical charts and get out Gray's Anatomy and all the different, you know, books and just kind of study where the signal flow goes. And here's the cool thing, guys. It takes, you have to overcome several obstacles while you're doing it. The first one is when you hit the back of your throat, you know, everybody hits the gag reflex first, right? I mean, everybody's got that when you're brushing your teeth kind of mm-hmm. thing. And then once you get to past the gag reflex in the back of the throat, you have to kind of navigate a 90-degree turn and stick the sword down your upper esophagus. You have to repress the peristalsis reflex.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Throat, which is that swallow thing, the 22 pairs of muscles that swallows your food down into your stomach. When you get the sword down into your chest cavity between your lungs, the blade runs into the highest concentration of blood vessels in the human body, an organ known as the cardiac muscle or the heart. And so as the sword goes down the esophagus kind of makes a three-way juncture around the heart. So when we get to the heart, we actually have to nudge the heart to the left a little bit and back.
Oh my God. You have to nudge your heart to the left out of the way of a sword.
Yes. Okay. And if you watch very carefully, you can see the blade beat with your heart. And you can kind of feel it, but you can see the blade kind of beat there because it's leaning against the heart, separated by about an eighth of an inch of esophageal tissue. And that's the you know, pretty serious one. I have held the heart of a sword swallower in London. There was a guy in the 1940s who they've got his heart on display at the British Museum in London, and the sword actually impaled his heart because somehow he didn't nudge over to the left, and he died.
Well, however scary you just made that all sound, we actually have a sword swallower about to walk in studio and do this in front of us.
Awesome.
I know. How cool is that?
Gigi Arroyo, right there in Chicago, one of our sword swallowers. She's going to be performing at Ripley's, believe it or not, up in Wisconsin Dell tomorrow in just a few hours for World Sword Swallowers Day.
That is, and I wanted to ask about World Sword Swallowers Day as well. So I know that the part of this is to kind of raise maybe a little bit of awareness and kind of respect for the profession, because over the years, I understand, like, a sword swallower was used to help develop the first rigid endoscope and underwent the first esophageal electrocardiogram.
There have been medical advancements from this community.
And for some reason, kind of overlooked by the history books or by some medical practitioners. So why do you think that is? And how can you not respect a guy that's able to nudge his heart to the side? How can anyone not respect that? I don't understand where this lack comes from. And talk to how you're going to help that out tomorrow.
Well, kind of like what you said, the whole reason we founded World Sword Swallowers Day 10 years ago was to, first of all, just to prove to people that sword swallowing is really real. Most people don't even think about it. They don't realize it's really real. And so I, several years ago, realized, you know, there's President's Day, there's Secretary's Day, there's Nurse's Day, there's all these different holidays for all these different occupations, but nobody had ever had one for Sword Swallowers Day. And so we do it as a way of kind of honoring the veteran sword swallowers, to kind of prove to people that sword swallowing is really real, to dispel the myth about sword swallowing, to raise awareness for the fact that sword swallowers are injured. You know, we have from 3 to 8 serious injuries every year. Sword swallowers that call me, they're in the hospital. They're like, "Hey, Dan, I've got a perforated esophagus. You know, they've got me on an IV drip." And this thing happened. This happens, you know, several times a year with different sword swallowers around the world. And so we want people to know it is very serious, but it is very real. And it's still a very viable entertainment option today that, you know, if you're really looking for something interesting for your corporate event or your whatever, contact, you know, the Sword Swallowers Association International. Look us up online at swordswallow.org, swordswallow.com, where you can see all the photos and the world records and all that kind of stuff. And it's something that, you know, we do, that the handful of us that still do it, it's really a very cool entertainment option for your corporate event, your medical science event, or whatever it is. You know, something that
very entertaining. I'm stoked. And like I said, I just told Cody we have to go to a break because we got to get our sword swallower in here. But this is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and if people want to learn more about the Sword Swallowing Day, what would the main website for that be?
It's www.swordswallow.com is our main website for general public, and swordswallow.org for the Sword Swallowers Association International.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Well, thanks so much, Dan. And that was a lot of really great information. And we're gonna have Gigi come in just a minute. Do you want to hang on a couple minutes with us in case we've got any more questions for you after the break?
Sure.
Cool. Thanks so much. We will be with you in just a moment. Cody Goff here with Craig Collins. We're in for Matt Bubala, and we have just been joined by Gigi Deluxe. I hope I said that right. I hope I said that correctly. I should probably turn your mic on, too. I want to hear you.
How close do I have to get to this?
You're pretty close. You got to almost eat the microphone.
Oh, really? Yeah,
but don't swallow it.
I see lipstick on there.
Okay, good.
You said as soon as you walked in, you said I'm going to get glitter everywhere, and there's going to be lipstick everywhere. And you know what? That's really okay. That's really okay. You can make a mess as much as you want, because what you're about to do is a really fantastic, phenomenal thing.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here for you guys.
Well, good. And we've still got on the phone Dan Meyer, the president of Sword Swallowers Association International. And
here we go. Let me do that. I should hit that button.
I hit lots of buttons. There's so many buttons in here. I hit it. We're good. Dan, can you hear us?
No. Hold on. Now we can, because now. Okay, here we go. Dan, are you there?
There we go.
Awesome. Technology. Okay, so we're about to celebrate Sword Swallower Day with the both of you. And in a very exciting way, we're going to see a live sword swallowing. But first, Gigi, before you do that, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you also decided to be crazy in the best of ways.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. I started it's almost going on 3 years. And I started doing sideshow with my archery act. My specialty act is archery with a human target.
Wow.
And that's how I got started. I'm a certified archery instructor.
With a human target. You said that very specifically.
I tried to talk Craig into it, but
it's kind of like knife throwing.
Right.
But I shoot a Hoyt recurve bow, 35-pound pool.
Sure.
With real arrows. And from that point, when I started doing that, I was just fascinated. I've always been fascinated with sideshow and circus, but I was always fascinated with sword swallowing. And I knew right off the bat that I wanted to add to my skill sets, and that was definitely top of the list. Go big or go home, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like a bucket list thing for everybody that gets into it, too. Like Dan said, there's some sort of aspect to it that you say, you know what, some people can
do
that.
It's like
the
Mount Everest of sideshow, you know? So you know, it's the jewel on the crown.
How many swords have you swallowed in your life now?
I'm working on 3. What do you mean? Like
in your whole life, how many times have you swallowed a sword?
Oh, I don't know.
No idea.
I have no idea.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful answer to that question.
Dan mentioned it took him thousands of tries before it happened.
Yeah.
How about for you?
It took a while. I mean, it took a lot of practice, and I was practicing with hangers, and I hated it. I will never swallow a hanger again,
ever.
Oh, my God.
That's fair.
Ever.
That
sounds
even
worse than a sword.
And,
yeah.
The swords are way better.
You straighten the hanger out, though, right? You're not, curling. Okay,
no.
Good.
And I don't suggest anybody just do it on their own. I had a mentor who actually couldn't do it but was trained at Coney Island.
Wow.
And came back and assisted me as to how they explain to her how to do it. So I had a mentor. I had somebody there. And then I met other sword swallowers, and they helped me. This was not something that I just did because I saw a video.
And this community isn't competitive at all? You guys all want to help each other?
It's competitive, but I think for me, because I had my own skill set and I brought something to the table, I think people were a little bit more open and being helpful, because I could only speak about my experience. I don't know how other people get treated. But you know, it's a very small community, and I just found people were really helpful and cool about it. But I mean, it might be because I already had my own skill set, and
because you were already shooting arrows at people, that
right?
They
kind of took maybe a little.
They were a little
serious.
Scared of you, maybe they thought like maybe you're going to shoot arrows.
Right? I'll shoot you. No, the kneecaps. No, but I found everyone to be really helpful. From I was really honored because from Dan to Red. Just people who are legends to people that are my peers were really helpful. So I thought that was really cool.
Well, and Dan's definitely a legend. We forgot to ask you this, Dan, but you have 7 Guinness World Records.
I do. I've got a total of like 39 world records right now. There are other record associations other than Guinness. But, you know, we're all kind of pushing the envelope here, you know, with what we do. And tomorrow, well, in about I don't know, 8 or 9 hours or so. I'm going to attempt to break another world record here. I'm down in Florida, down in Panama City, Florida, right now. And we're going to try and break a record. I'm going to try to swallow as many swords as possible in 3 minutes.
And what's the record?
I don't know how many that's going to be, but we're going to shoot for it.
What are you trying to break? Do you know what the record is?
The record is 16 swords in 3 minutes. Now
that seems nuts. That's incredible.
And these are individual swords, and they have to be at least 16 inches in length by half inch in width by 1 millimeter in thickness.
And then, by the way, I think we saw a video of you swallowing a flaming sword. I think you've done that, right?
Could have been. That one was America's Got Talent in Las Vegas, the semifinals back in 2008. Wow. That was a bizarre, oh man. That was the only time I've ever managed to pull off the flaming sword. It was pretty cool.
And your sword is not going to be on fire today.
There's it is not.
No.
Okay, good. That's a good decision.
And the most I'm doing tonight are two.
That's totally fine.
I did see you hydrating. You're hydrating a lot for this, and we do, did get a text. Do you spray it with any kind of olive oil or anything?
No, I mean, we licked the blade. That's about it.
Are you guys
it.
Really close to the swords? Do you sort of create a bond with the swords you swallow? And
well,
I mean that seriously.
I know I do, for sure. I customize all my swords. I work on my swords. It's kind of like how I feel about my other, first and foremost, we're artists. So, our energy is going into our tools and our gear. And I think we all get really close to what we work with, and we put our energy into it. So definitely, they're close to me.
You know what we should do? We should go to the news here in about 45 seconds, and we should let you swallow swords for Facebook Live while we're in the news break. And anyone watching on WGNRadio.com can see that happen. But we don't need to make you try to talk into a microphone while you're doing that, because that seems very difficult.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm guessing we need to remain silent while
right,
this
we probably
thing
have
happened.
To be very calm.
No,
I'm going to be freaking out internally.
I'm quiet. You guys could do whatever. I'm used to crowds. I'm used to ruckus.
Do people yell? Do they like scream and shout when you guys are doing this stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of
very
course.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. You learn in this business. Go ahead, Dan.
It's better if while she's swallowing the sword that you guys narrate it so everybody can kind of see over, through their mind where she's putting the sword.
Yeah. No, that sounds very difficult for me to pull off, but I'm going to try my best. Dan, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, Dan Meyer. I'm the president of the Sword Swallower Association International. Happy Sword Swallowing Day to you, my friend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And hey, for any of your listeners, if you're near a Ripley's, believe it or not, show up tomorrow. The date is 2/25/17, and we will all be swallowing swords worldwide at the Big Swallow at 2:25:17 at Ripley's, believe it or not, it's around the world.
Wow, that is incredible. WGN Radio, Cody and Craig, this is very exciting. When you have sword swallowers in studio, you don't let them leave. You make them continue to do this for as long as they're willing to stay. Gigi Deluxe, you're still with us in studio, and
hi
you're
there.
Going to do a double swallow, you said?
I could do...
Or a single?
I could do both.
You don't have to do both. I don't want to push you into a double. If you were ready for a single, stick to a single.
I could do the double first and then single, or I'm down for either one.
Okay.
First, I have to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, we also have Dan Meyer, the president of Sword Swallowers Association International, still joining us by phone in case we've got any extra questions. So thank you so much for hanging on with us, Dan. So, Gigi,
you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
You just had a sword down your throat. We just put it on Facebook Live. It's on the WGN Radio Facebook page. You can go check it out there now. It blew my mind. How do you feel after? How does your throat feel? Like, what is it? What's the aftermath of that like for your body?
When I do it properly and I'm not overstressing myself, I feel fine. The more I progress and the better I get at it, and the more my body adjusts to it, the less that I feel like worn down or that my throat is sore. When I first started, I felt like I just ate gravel because I wasn't doing, I'm training and I'm learning, and you're learning how to navigate things and how to work with your body. And then your body starts getting that muscle memory. So you're not doing things the wrong way or awkwardly, and you're more gentle on your body. At least for me, that's how the experience is going. So the more I progress and the better I get at it, the less I feel that it takes a tear, a wear on my body.
Sure, makes sense. Yeah, because I remember watching the video of Dan on, I think it was Stan Lee's Superhuman, when he did the flaming sword. I remember right at, and Dan also has been on Ripley's Believe It or Not, yeah. America's Got right. Talent, lots of different appearances.
Dan, you swallowed a sword and then like you pulled a car, right? That's another thing you did?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Cody, you were going to ask a question. I just had to say that out loud,
My question was actually going to be, I remember just after swallowing the hot sword, I remember the first thing you said was, can I get a drink of water? So I'm guessing that was a little different than a regular sword for you.
That was pretty bizarre. My blacksmith had heated this sword up to like 1,500 degrees red hot.
Wow.
And it was a big 38-inch sword that he had made for me and everything, and he lowered it down into my body. And the hilt was just, I mean, bright red hot. It was hot, man. But, that's not something, don't try that at home.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that. You've done it now. Don't
I
try
love
it
the
again.
Way you prefaced that was, yeah, that was bizarre. Yeah, because right. Swallowing a sword on its own isn't.
Well, that's the thing is that for me, once I felt really comfortable with the single sword, it's like, okay, what's next?
Right. You guys always want to up the ante. You want to do something else to make it crazier.
You don't want to get bored. It's, you know, you conquered one thing. Okay, what's next? So I started doing the double sword, and
sure.
I'm working on triples.
Okay.
So, yeah, that feels really different.
And you're gonna do one now. You can do another sword right
can
now.
Can I ask a real quick question,
go ahead, Roger,
guys?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Because people come in different sizes.
Yes.
And your guest in this, I don't know how tall Dan is.
About 6 foot.
Okay, so you're pretty tall. Well, your guest in the studio is
5'1".
5'1".
A little bit shorter, yes.
A little shorter.
So when you say that you have your swords custom made, would your swords be of a shorter length than Dan's swords?
I'm short-waisted as well, so I have to keep my anatomy in mind when I'm doing this because, obviously, where is it going to go? So
right.
I have to definitely keep that in mind. And you know, you start learning how things feel. So I have to learn to read my body and know that if something is uncomfortable in a bad way, that I need to pay attention to that and not push it, that's my limit. So right now my limit for me personally is 18. It's 17.5, 18 inches, and that's, I think, being as petite as I am, 5'1", I don't know if I could go past that.
You know,
the hilt would be sticking up, but you know, I could do it that way, but to actually go down to where the hilt is actually my lips.
Let's not push the limits beyond
Dan, how long are your swords?
Most of my swords are about 24-inch long blades, 30-inch swords with 22, 23, 24-inch long blades. But here's the thing. I could swallow longer swords. We've got people that have swallowed a little bit longer swords. But the thing is, on the average human, you've got about 20 inches from the back of your throat to the bottom of your stomach. And you can't push it past that. I mean, obviously you don't want to if you do.
Right.
Well, and I imagine.
It's the final one, yeah.
I imagine most of the audience doesn't really care if you swallowed a 71-inch or a 35-inch. I don't think you swallowed a sword. I think we're good there.
I'm yet to have somebody come up with a measuring tape.
Right, yeah. That's like, I don't know if that was quite long enough. Yeah, so, okay. Questions aside, I really want to see this happen in studio, and I want to try to describe it to our listeners. Gigi is going
to
swallow
a
sword.
I
want
to see you try to describe it, too.
Okay.
This could be.
First she gets lubricated. She's drinking some water, which is very wise, I think. Dan, that's probably wise.
And I mean, even during the break, if you watch on the Facebook page, that was.
I'm also going to try to shoot
my
video.
Jaw was just dropped for about 5 minutes.
So Gigi is holding two swords. She's clinking them together. I don't know if you can hear that, but those are real swords. And now she's putting them together. This is a double swallow.
So they're...
She licks the sword first, which...
They're, of course, together, but, you know, because of the hilts, they're not just perfectly together.
Right. It's two individual swords stacked one on top of the other.
And...
No, please. Don't rush at all. Do not rush this.
And they do have
We will take as much time as you need.
Very glittery hilts. So
now both swords are in her mouth. And she is swallowing both swords. Live in studio. WGN Radio. This is what we bring to the 2:30, 3 o'clock time slot, Cody.
I mean, she's looking straight up, and she keeps pressing them down her throat, and she
takes her hands off the swords, and then she
bends over like a bow, and then pulls one sword out, and then pulls the other sword out.
That was incredible. WGN Radio, this will be up on WGNRadio.com for anyone that wants to see what we just probably described poorly. That was amazing.
I'm a little...
You can't see anything, but you know very... How did we do describing what just happened in studio?
You did perfect, perfect. Actually, a little something that I'm going to insert here.
Please.
We kind of have a little unknown little kind of sword swallower secret that I learned years ago from old sword swallowers. If you drink a lot of water and lubricate your body, that's one thing, but it also helps the stomach hang a little bit lower in the body when you have a full stomach. Now, people always ask me, do you perform on an empty stomach? No, I prefer to eat a full meal about 2 or 3 hours before I do a full show so that my stomach is stretched and very full and the swords go down a lot deeper. A lot of times my longer swords will clink right on my teeth, you know, all the way down there. Now, you can swallow a longer sword. You know, I could swallow a 40-inch long sword, but I'd have about 20 inches of it sticking out of my throat. So, you know, you want to kind of have the sword so that you can get the majority of the sword down your body.
Again, guys, thank you so much. I mean, happy sword swallowing
thank
day.
You.
I can't say that enough times. That was incredible, Gigi,
thank
what
you
just did in studio.
And thanks for having me.
And people can follow you. They can find you on Facebook and Twitter, right?
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And it's all under Gigi Deluxe.
So G-I-G-I Deluxe.
Correct.
Great, wonderful, and people should follow you because that's some... I got to be honest. After seeing it,
and seeing the double swallow, by the way.
It's hard to process. Do you interact with a lot of people that watch it, and what do you think about people's reactions to it?
It's kind of funny because I this is what I do professionally. So I spend a lot of time training, and at home my family's used to it, so they don't like watching the sword swallowing at all. So they kind of ignore me. So I'm so used to it, and I just do it, you know, as training and whatnot. And it's not until I'm actually performing it again, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is something people don't get to see all the time.
Everyone doesn't do this.
I mean, it's really an honor for me to be involved in this and to be able to be at this point and to perform and do it and educate people on Sideshow and the history of Sideshow, which I'm still learning about. And, you know, to show them that that sword swallowing is still a very viable source
of entertainment. Entertaining. That was incredibly entertaining to watch, by the way, from the 518. Do you feel the need to burp at all now?
No.
Okay, good.
And also from the same text, this is the craziest thing they've ever heard on WGN.
Yeah. So. Well, you're welcome. That's what we bring to the radio. Again, thank you both.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Dan, what were you going to say?
You know what, guys? When I got into sword swallowing, I had been doing juggling, stilt walking, unicycle riding, all these other things. And when you do, when you're performing, you know, especially if you do something well, people applaud and they enjoy it and everything.
Yeah.
But the sword swallowing, I had a lady at a radio station here in Florida yesterday, and she pulled the sword out and she's like, man, my hands are clammy. My heart is beating. This is incredible. It just affects people in a way that they don't expect. And that's one of the things, I don't know about Gigi, but for me and a lot of other sword swallowers, we just love it that, you know, you can really impact somebody's life and take it way beyond just a trick. That, you know, I go out, I do this in 40 countries around the world, and I do it to inspire people that they can do the impossible in their lives. It's not just about, you know, showing off and doing a trick, but it's like, no, this is goes beyond that. We're pushing the boundaries of the human condition. You're pushing, you know, the limitations. I did a TED Talk several years ago. If you guys like TED Talks,
I do.
Check it out. It's called Cutting Through Fear.
It's a great talk.
I did it at a place called in TEDx Maastricht.
No, and I'll tell you a little bit, just Dan, watching this in studio, my heart was beating. I it was crazy to see it happen. And like you said, maybe it motivates me to try something that I think I can't do because obviously you can
empowering.
Do it.
Yeah, and right. It's when people talk to me and they ask, like, oh, how'd you get into it? How do you do that? You know, they see that, wow, you can set your mind to something,
and
it's really
it.
Mind over matter, and it's about concentration. I tell them that I overcame an injury from it, but I still went back to it. That even blows their minds even more because it's just, you know, in my mind, the way I think and the way I approach almost everything in life now, due to, like, being able to overcome, you know, an injury and still achieve the dream of wanting to sword swallow, it gives me a lot of confidence that I could do whatever I set my mind to and work hard at. And that's kind of the message that you set out.
Yeah, no, incredible. Incredible again. I'm going to let you guys go because I feel like we've pushed you to the limits here. But thank you so much.
First of all, what was the website one more time
give it out
for Sword Swallowers Day?
Ripley's? Go ahead, Dan.
www.swordswallow.com is the general information, world records, and general information on sword swallowing. www.swordswallow.org is the Sword Swallowers Association, and if you look on the bottom, you can click on events or World Sword Swallowers Day there. And we're at Ripley's all around the world. Tomorrow, 2:25:17 at 2:25:17 in the afternoon is the Big Swallow. Show up about 1:30. We'll be doing demos at all the Ripley's. Gigi's going up to Wisconsin Dells.
Yep,
tomorrow.
I'll be at the Dells. Nice. And then I'll be performing the Big Swallow at Ripley's, and then in the evening I'll be on the Showboat Saloon performing at night.
Wow. Well, you got to get to bed because you're up way too late with all the swallowing.
Well, I have Dan on the phone, and I want to hold him accountable. I still did not get my T-shirt.
Oh, she doesn't have a T-shirt, Dan. I don't know what's going on.
All right, we get you.
That was well done. This is Cody and Craig on WGN Radio. Thank you guys again for being in studio with us, and
thank
we got
you
more
for
stuff coming
me.
Up.
Just I'm sitting here and I'm just like, yeah, what's going on? Yeah, and again, check out the video on the Facebook page. We'll have more on the website and more to come right here on WGN.